Hey everybody, Stephen here from The Truth About Dyslexia. In today's episode, I want to talk a little bit about identity, how you're seen by other people, how you see yourself, and I want to kind of talk through one of the problems I'm going through at the moment, and how my head is overthinking it left, right, and center, and what I'm going to actually commit to doing to get out of it. Now, if I'm feeling this stuff, it's probably happening and you're showing up in a similar way in potentially your life or someone you love. So hopefully this little insight into my brain could help you also. So let's dive in. Okay, so today, everyone listening to this podcast, you're all going to be my therapist. So I'm going to tell you what's going through my mind, the challenge that I'm coming up against, and I'm going to speak it out loud. Because I'm as guilty as many of us of not always sharing my problems. I'm lucky I have a wife that listens to my madness. She's pretty awesome like that. And I do have some great people around me that I probably don't share the stuff enough with, as it appears. But I want to share it with you guys, because I think this is a neurodiverse challenge many of us have, where our brains go around a million different things, a million different places. We can also find ourselves being very good at solving other people's problems around a certain thing, but not being able to see our own. Dealing with a client at the moment who's absolutely amazing, she said it really well. She said, when you're in the jar, it's very hard to see the label on the outside, which I thought was really true, right? You can't read the label on the outside of your jar if you're inside it. So it can be very hard to see things from an outside perspective when you're so far inside. And I thought it was really clear, and it gave me, you know, it got me thinking, you know, with what I do. So let me talk about this challenge. It's really an identity issue. You know, I'm very happy at the moment with my personal life. I'm happy with my journey to health. It's all going well. I'm stepping into the person, you know, I want to be and I want to feel like. I'm creating that using visualization, a bunch of cool techniques I've talked about at the beginning of this year and previous years. But one of the things I'm struggling with is, like many of us, I do a lot of things. You know, there's a lot of different parts to my identity. It's not just a clean cut, here is one thing. You see these gurus online that have one clear cut identity, and that's the character they play, and it's how they're seen in the external world. And I'm struggling with that at the moment. So to share a few thoughts on this is, one, I've got my web design creative agency where I'm really good at hearing what business owners are thinking, giving them their unique, you know, selling proposition, helping them create their own brands and design their own, you know, websites, etc., doing the digital side. I'm very, very good at doing that in a visual and clear way. Clients love what we do. But that's one part of what I do. I then also have a brand around the coaching work I do. I really enjoy coaching entrepreneurs, coaching neurodiverse thinkers in the business space. And over a period of time, I want to grow that. Maybe not right now, but in a year or two, I want to kind of build that part of the business more. I've also got products that I've developed. As you can imagine, with the digital world, we've created two or three little micro brands about helping people, especially neurodiverse entrepreneurs, hire virtual staff members over in the Philippines to help them manage their day-to-day life. It's an absolutely awesome product. I love it, but it's another piece of the puzzle. On top of that, I've developed a video product that's really cool. Check tips along in the background. And then on top of all of that, I'm really passionate about helping, you know, those with dyslexia discover more about what it means to see the, you know, the bits, the flecks of ADHD, autism, the flecks of life that appear. And that's where I do the podcast, where I've done some work with Remarkable Minds as well and been part of that journey. So there's a huge amount of puzzle pieces in my identity that I've grown and brought together over the years. Now, you know, talking about the story, going back a couple of years, I've probably slowed down in adding to this pile, if I'm honest. I've learned my lessons. I've realized I don't have to do everything all the time, which is good. But that also leaves a trail of interesting stuff that I'm still playing with. Imagine the toys in my cot if I was a child. I don't know where that came from. But imagine they're all pieces of this puzzle that are sitting there. And I'm trying to bring together in my identity a clear message myself. I'm trying to do what I do for other people. This is a great lesson in itself. What we do great for other people, we're usually terrible at doing for ourselves. You know, it's why the mechanic who's great at fixing cars usually doesn't drive a fantastic car, because they spend all their time helping others. And it's not just a time thing. It can also be a perspective thing, right? You know, you can't always see what needs to be done until it needs to be done, because your brain is everywhere else. And so I'm going through this at the moment and trying to decide how can I, and I'm giving myself a good timeline, you know, in the next 3 to 6 months, how can I bring my identity, my messaging together that kind of brings all of these puzzle pieces in my life into a clear identity that can be seen, you know, on social media. When I'm posting in one way, you know, bringing myself as a person to the world, but making sure it doesn't confuse people at the same time. There's always this fear in my head that if I try and bring too many of these ideas or pieces together, it's going to be tough, right? How do I speak to the business community about creative, unique selling propositions and helping entrepreneurs get clear, but at the same time, talk to the wider adult dyslexic community about supporting them all at the same time? And trying to find that balance. It doesn't mean that Truth About Dyslexia will change its name, or my other brand, Virtual Innovation, will change its name. But trying to find my own part in all of these things, so that when I'm sharing from a place of clarity that doesn't just mean I'm sharing random stuff that makes no sense, but there's some sort of connected space for all of this. Does that make sense? And it kind of feels like at the moment, although there's a lot of good fragments, there's still fragments that aren't quite lining up. And I can't quite see the path to line them up. I'm actually going to go out and talk to a friend who specializes in this stuff as well, mainly because I'm getting myself caught in my own identity and trying to line all these pieces up that I can't really see well enough. And from an external point of view, I need that external point of view to be able to do it well. And I just find it so hilarious in my life that I'm literally struggling with a thing I'm so good at solving for others. Isn't that mad? Isn't that amazing? Isn't that humanity? You know, majority of the coaches in the world are usually fantastic because they've either gone through the same problem you're going through, or they struggle with the same problem you're going through. And they've worked out how to solve it for you, but are sometimes struggling for themselves. Does that make sense? You know, it's what makes them great is that they can touch on these experiences and bring them into everything that's happening. And that's where I'm going through at the moment. This is the, you know, I don't even know the word for it, but it's my brain's going, how can I simplify this part of my life so that I have a clear vision going forward? But how do I do it in a way that doesn't leave too many of the key puzzle pieces I love at the moment behind? And it's really, really tough to make these hard decisions, to actually like step into the person you want to be and make sure that you create that path, you know, and with so many different interesting things to try and to play with, you know, you can hold them all together for so long, but you can't scale them. You can't grow them if you're doing too many things. Does that make sense? And that's what's been going through my head. You know, this feeling inside of going, I love a lot of what I do, but I feel a bit scattered. I feel like I could be doing one or two of these much better than trying to do 5 or 6. But at the same time, can I bring some of these together, or can I work with them in a different way that I can step out of them a little bit and be myself? Does that make sense? And I'll share with you kind of where I'm going with it in my head. Like, I've got a great team that works around me. And like, we're really interested in turning my Virtual Innovation brand into being a workshop a real dyslexic workshop, you know, of thinkers, people outside the box, playing with great ideas, helping other entrepreneurs bring their ideas to life or share their messages through websites and other things, and kind of, you know, being a place where I can play. Because that's what I love doing. You know, I enjoy sitting on a call with someone for 2 hours and helping them get clear on where they want to be as an entrepreneur, helping them design or write a web page in front of them. I love that. I enjoy it. And I enjoy coming up with my own ideas and stuff that I'm playing with. So in essence, it's kind of creating a workshop environment. You know, those old wood workshops where they'd come up, you know, they could be working on a table over here, a brand new table. They could be restoring one over here in the corner. But they're all craftsmen doing their thing. And so that's what I'm playing with at the moment. The scary thing, or the interesting thing, both are probably true, is that I'm kind of slowly getting my bearings on it. But like all of us with neurodiversity, we want something that's clearer, faster, quicker to come out, right? Does that make sense? And to try and find our identity that we want to stick with for the long run, and how we say that to the world, it's tough. It's really tough. And you can do every course, you can watch every video in the world. But sometimes you just need to chat to people and bounce things off them. That's what I'm going to do to get my way out of this. I think it's probably valuable that I share how I'm going to try and get my way out of it. I'm literally sharing this with you guys, my listeners, to hear what's going through. I'm going to share this with people I respect in the industry and really see what they come back with. And I'm going to discuss these ideas around and let it mull over. The old me was very quick to pull a trigger and start something new. But now I take a lot longer in the idea phase. So when I do pull the trigger, I'm much clearer on where I'm pulling it, or what I'm shooting, for the example of the metaphor. So yeah, that's all I want to share, guys. I have no idea if that added value. I have no idea if you can identify with that story. Maybe it touches you in a different way, or a way you've dealt with things. I've had similar issues with my identity around food and fitness, you know, trying one diet over here, doing the opposite fitness over there, trying to find my health identity. But yeah, look, let's just say there's always a lot of strings in our head, all going in different directions, and trying to line them up takes time. I'm aware of that. It happens to me all the time. It's not unusual. But what I would recommend is get it out of your head, say it to someone. The more it plays in your mind, the worse the outcome usually ends up. So speak it out, talk to your best friend, talk to someone you trust. That's what I want to share today, guys. Have an epic rest of your day. Have a great Easter if you celebrate it. And I'll be back next week.